And this is an instance, and I thought it was me, that people weren't understanding me. You know, he teaches motorbike safety, really. They call it a learn to ride program, and he will tell you that statistically it is shown that if you learn safety precautions and measures of handling motorbikes, you will not get hurt, that the statistics are much lower on that compared to automobile injuries. And he was saying that motorbikes are called different things in different parts of the country, and I think it's in Chattanooga or down in Texas, they call them motors. You know, what are you going to do with those motors? And they call them scooters out west, and they call them motor bikes someplace else. They call them just plain bikes someplace else, you know. And it takes a certain amount of thinking about where you are before
That's
you realize
right.
exactly what
where
what
are
it is.
You from?
Originally from Louisville. I was born and raised in Louisville. And so I wouldn't make a very good informant for any place because I haven't stayed foot long enough. I would have. I stayed 28 years in Louisville. And I guess I am probably more Kentucky than anything else. But I've got a little Pennsylvania Dutch in there. I can rent up a room now. I never heard that expression before I went up to Pennsylvania. And then I think I picked a few up in Ohio, although I don't think they're quite as colorful in Ohio as they are in Pennsylvania. Those Pennsylvania Dutch things. They're just different, you know. You get a different sound. I know I used to listen to them quite a bit when I first went up there. Some of the different ways of expressing things, they just sort of stood out. All right. If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in her nest to fool her?
You'd probably put a glass egg.
A glass egg. All right, anything?
A nest egg.
Or a nest egg, or a china egg, ever?
Well, they call them, they have china eggs, but we just call them, they are china eggs, but we just call them nest eggs.
Nest eggs, okay. What would you use to carry water in? Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Probably be a metal bucket.
A metal bucket, all right. Would you ever call it anything but bucket?
Pail.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything besides bucket and pail?
I don't ever call it a pail. I just say bring that bucket.
Bucket most of the time. All right. Would you ever call it a piggin?
No.
Never heard of that.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Have you?
I read it, but you know I don't ever call
Have
it.
You heard of it? I had not heard that expression. But it means the same thing as bucket or pail. What do you carry milk in?
We used to put in a gallon jug, Daddy milked. In a gallon bucket, you know, just an aluminum pail.
Is it, do you call what you would carry water in something different from what you would carry milk in? Or would they both be the same?
Be the same.
Both the same. What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
A bucket.
Anything else that you would add to bucket?
A long time ago, we had a 5-gallon drum.
A 5-gallon drum for carrying food to the pigs? And would you just call it a drum?
Well, just call it a bucket.
Would you call it anything?
Slop bucket.
Slop bucket, right. Anything else? Ever a swill bucket?
No.
What do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Anything else?
An iron skillet.
Skillet. Anything else?
Electric skillet sometimes.
Okay. Would you ever call it a spider? Never heard that term? A creeper?
Never heard
that. A spider is apparently commonly used. I had never heard of it either. What is yours made of? Iron, did you say?
Mine's made of cast iron.
Cast iron. Those are supposed to be the best kind.
Well, they won't stick.
They surely don't.
You won't ever throw one out the door.
No, that's true.
Because they're faithful.
I have one, too, that my mother used, and I like them. I like
when you bake cornbread in them, they'll come out. The cornbread will come out. If you fry eggs, they won't stick. I've got an aluminum one that will, and I have a Teflon frying pan, too, but I've just gotten where I don't ever use a Teflon.
Really? Did your eggs stick in that?
They sure do.